Now I'll discuss about the mass analyzer and detector. This is the part of the chapter number 22 of the book Analytical Chemistry. This is the session number 5 of the same chapters. The mass analyzer is the heart of the mass spectrometer. Ions generated in the source, which may or may not be a high vacuum environment, and these are transferred to the mass analyzer region along a potential gradient. During ion generation, if we use the electron ionization, then it is in a high vacuum environment. Or another ion generation by ESI or electrospray ionization method, which may not be in a high vacuum environment. This is the formation of ions. Then the positive ions will be repelled by regions of positive potential and attracted to regions of negative potential. Ion lens and ion guides are used to stabilize the ion beam along their path from source to detector. Neutrals are removed by a combination of physical barrier and turbomolecular pump used to achieve very low pressure operating conditions. Here, physical barriers means the ions can be made in turned corners, whereas the neutral species will not. This is called the physical barriers. Once the ion packet reaches the mass analyzer, it can be manipulated and separated based on the application of precise electric and or magnetic fields. The ion forms of interest are then directed toward an ion detector to measure their abundance. Because ions have to be moved over significant distance to be mass analyzed, a high or ultra-high vacuum environment is needed to maintain a reasonable mean free path for typical instruments. The mean free path is a measure of collision probability expressed in units of distance. It is an indication of how far a species can travel at a given pressure without running into another species. In mass spectrometry, it is desirable to maintain a mean free path of 10 to 100 times the distance that an ion must travel to be analyzed. Incidentally, the resolution that can be achieved by a given mass analyzer is related to a considerable extent with the distance the ion is made to travel. For example, a time of flight instrument with a 2-meter flight tube would provide higher resolution than an instrument with only a 1-meter tube. An ion cyclotron resonance instrument achieves extremely high resolution by inducing the continual orbiting of ions under the influence of electric and magnetic fields. To achieve an adequate mean free path, the vacuum pumps are needed to operate in the high vacuum to ultra high vacuum regimes. The cost and power associated with vacuum technology add significant cost to high performance instrument, and likewise it has been a major barrier to the production of portable mass spectrometers. Even so, researchers have made significant progress in miniaturized mass spectrometry in recent years, when microchip or even smaller size instruments can be fabricated. The requirements for vacuum technology becomes more modest, since a significant mean free path can be reached near ambient or sub-ambient pressures. Following on the work of Eugene Goldstein and William Wien in the late 19th century, Joseph Thompson, that means J.J. Thompson, in the year 1905 at the Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge, he performed the necessary experiment to separate blurry projections of positive rays that had been produced when gas discharges were manipulated by electric and magnetic field. Thompson is often referred to as the father of mass spectrometry. By reducing the pressure in the discharge tube, he reduced the contribution of collision which had blurred the output. His instrument is referred to as the parabola mass spectrograph. In his device, positively charged species produced during a discharge could be repelled towards a photographic plate by passing the ions through a narrow slit and then subjecting them to electric and magnetic fields. The ions could be separated based on their size and charge. This was such a seminal contribution to the field of mass spectrometry. It was suggested that the mass to charge unit be named in his honor, while the unit of Thompson, in short, we used to write TH, capital T, small h letters. The unit of Thompson has been used in many research papers to date. That means 1 Thompson means 1 MJ units. But it is not an SI unit, nor has it been accepted by IUPAC. In the parabola mass spectrograph, the ions generated on the right side of the apparatus are repelled through a transfer tube, that means to the left, after which they can be subjected to either an electric field, a magnetic field, or both. If no field are applied, the ions will strike the point indicated as zero in the photoplate projection. One schematic diagram of this parabola mass spectrometer is given in this book. If an electric field is applied perpendicular to the path of the ion travel, with the positive electrode on top and the negative electrode on the bottom, the positive ions will be deflected along the line between 0 and 1 on the plate. The force means F is equal to QV. The force felt by the ions is equal to the magnitude of the electric field V multiplied by the charge on the ions. That means F is equal to QV. And again, Q is ZE. The magnitude of charge Z multiplied by the charge of an elementary particles. That means Q is the multiplication of the magnitude of the charge and an elementary particles. Thus, a doubly charged ion would feel a force twice as large as a singly charged ion and would be deflected twice as much. When a homogeneous magnetic field is applied perpendicular to both the electric field and the path of ions, the effect on ion motion can be described by the Lorentz force. Lorentz force means F is equal to QVB, where small letters Q is the charge on the ion, small letter V is the velocity of the ion, and the capital letter B is the magnitude in the magnetic field. With a magnetic field only, the ions will strike on the line between 0 and 2. The orientation of the magnetic field, if you see in the figure which mentioned in this book, it induced the positive ions to make a right turn. The radius denoted by capital R of the turn is dependent on the momentum of the ion and the strength of the applied field. That means R is equal to MV by QB. Thus, mass spectrometer that use solely magnetic fields for separation of ions is often referred to as momentum separators. When both electric and magnetic fields are applied in the parabola mass spectrograph, the ions would strike somewhere in the region between 0 and 3 depending on the ion's charge, mass and momentum, as well as the magnitude of the fields applied. From gas discharge experience, different ionic species produced could be clearly separated. Through this technology, the Thomson and his student Francis Aston are given attribution for the discovery of isotopes of elements. Discoveries at the Cavendish Laboratory quickly gave rise to the construction of various electric, magnetic and double focusing, both electric and magnetic, sector instrument through the middle of the 20th century. The double focusing sector instruments have been utilized in various configurations. A C-type arrangement, that means where the both sectors push ions in the same direction, it also is known as the Nyer-Johnson geometry, passes ion through an electric and then a magnetic field, or vice versa, in sequence in a consistent orbit to separate ions with very high resolution. Alternatively, the Matthews and Hedgehog's S-type EB arrangement are also been used. S-type means the sectors push the ions in opposite directions. Today, double focusing instruments are less common given alternatives that are more affordable, faster and smaller. However, there are still available for purchase from Jiol and are used by some specialized laboratories for high resolution mass measurements in combination with a variety of different ion sources. Now I'll talk about the quadrupole mass filter. In the year 1950s to 1960s, German physicist Wolfgang Pohl developed the quadrupole mass analyzer as a new simplified and affordable means for selective passage and separation of gas phase ions. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics in the year 1989 for his work. If we look into the basic design of the quadrupole analyzer, then we'll see that it consists of four parallel hyperbolic metal rods to which both a DC voltage and an oscillating radio frequency voltage is applied. Two opposite poles are positively charged and the other two negatively charged, and their polarities change throughout the experiment. The applied voltages are U plus V cos WT and minus within bracket U plus V cos WT for positively charged and negatively charged respectively. Here U is the DC voltage, radio frequency voltage is V cos WT, where W is the frequency and T is the time. The applied voltage determines the trajectory of the ions down the flight path between the four poles. As ions from the ionization source enter the RF field along the Z-axis of the electrodes, they oscillate along the Z-axis. Only those with a specific mass to charge ratio will resonate along the field and have a stable path through to the detector. Other non-resonant ions will be deflected, that means unstable path, and collide with the electrodes and be lost, that means they are filtered out. By rapidly varying the voltage, the ions of one mass after another will take the stable path and be collected by the detector. Either W means the frequency. So either W is varied while holding U and V constant, or U and V are varied keeping U by V constant. The quadrupole analyzer has a number of advantages that make it ideally suited for mass analysis. The path does not depend on the kinetic energy, as for example velocity or angular deflection of the incoming ions. So the transmission rate is high. So only a change in voltage is required. A complete scan can be very fast. As many as 20 spectra per second can be recorded over a range of about 800 mass units. Rapid scanning is needed to monitor chromatographic peaks that may be a fraction of a second wide, or when multiple convoluting signals are to be monitored. A resolution of about 1500 can be achieved, providing approximately unit resolution for small molecules. Additionally, a quadrupole generally provide higher dynamic range than other mass analyzer. This makes them attractive for quantitative analysis applications. When a quadrupole, or similarly a hexapole or an octopole, this is operated in RF only mode without the application of a DC voltage, and then they can be used as efficient ion guides to transfer ions from one part of an instrument to another. In the RF only mode, the motions of all ions are stabilized along the Z axis of the quadrupole. Now I'll talk about the ion trap. Wolfgang Pauli, besides the development of quadrupole, he also developed the ion trap mass analyzer. The three-dimensional ion trap is often referred to as the quadrupole ion trap or Pauli trap. But since then, many other ion trap configuration have also been developed. That means linear, 2D, rectilinear, orbitrap, etc. Similar to quadrupole analyzer, the ion traps rely on oscillating electric fields. Using a three electrode, that means entrance, ring and end cap arrangement, the applied field allows for ions to be trapped for extended periods of time and manipulated during the course of an extended time domain. As a consequence, consecutive tandem mass spectrometry, that means excitation, fragmentation and detection of ions experiment, can be performed. Beginning in the mass selective instability mode, the trap behaves as a total ion storage device when a potential of plus U minus V cos WT is applied to the ring electrode. The end cap and entrance electrode are held at ground. Ions process in the trapping field with a frequency dependent on their mass to charge ratio. A minimal helium background That means around 10 to the power minus 3 torr. It is present to collisionally cool the ions. The collisions are not energetic enough to induce fragmentation. By increasing the magnitude of the DC and RF potential as well as the frequency of the RF, the trap forces ion to become unstable and leave the trap to be detected. During the course of experiment, resonant excitation can be performed to isolate a particular ion desired to be fragmented. Collision activated dissociation, which in short we used to tell CAD. So this collision activated dissociation in a ion trap involves isolating the ion of interest and subjecting it to multiple collision over an extended time frame, that means around 10 milliseconds, to induce fragmentation. A much more detailed treatment of ion trap theory can be found in an article by Raymond March. Like the quadrupole, the pole trap has limited resolution but is compact and inexpensive. Unlike the quadrupole, the ion trap does not sacrifice sensitivity when a wide M by Z range is scanned. However, there are limitations on the number of ions that can be stored at any given time. Phase charge effects can occur when too many ions are trapped together, and the result will be significant decrease in resolution, mass accuracy and sensitivity. While scan rates are fast, extended duty cycles for more complicated ion manipulations can limit application to fast chromatography or for highly complex samples. Some limitations in sensitivity and resolution can be addressed with alternate geometries and specialized operation modes. Linear ion trap are typically more sensitive than quadrupole ion traps, and the orbit trap can achieve very high resolution by virtue of the extended orbiting of ions around a carefully machined spindle electrode. Now I'll talk about the time of flight. From the previous discussion, we know that ion traps has limited dynamic range because when too many ions are loaded into the trap, space charged effects distort normal ion motions, leading to poor mass accuracy and decreased resolution. So, in this case, that means in time of flight, this analyzer was developed in the year 1970s but did not become a popular tool for mainstream mass spectrometry practitioners until the 1990s. Now I'll describe the basic principle of separation of ions by time of flight. Ions formed are accelerated as a pulse packet using repeller or accelerator plates, which supply a potential of 1000 to 10,000 of volts. The ion packets are pulsed into the flight tube at rates greater than 20,000 times per second, with the goal of supplying a constant kinetic energy to each ion. Ions of different M by Z values will travel at different velocities and arrive at the detector at the end of the tube at different times. That means smaller ions will travel faster than larger ones. The kinetic energy of ions leaving the source is given by mb square by 2 is equal to vq, capital V, small q. So where the small letter m is the mass of the ion in kg, small letter v is the velocity of the ion, unit is meter per second, and capital letter V is the accelerating voltage, and small letter q is the ion charge, which is ze. Rearranging this, we will find that small letter V is equal to square root of 2vq by m. Here the V is the voltage. So the ion velocity is inversely proportional to the square root of mass to charge ratio of the ion. The time t to reach the detector is t is equal to capital letter L by small letter V, where the L is the length of the flight tube. The difference delta t in arrival time that separates two ions is delta t is equal to L multiplied by first bracket square root of m1 minus square root of m2 bracket close whole divided by square root of 2vq. Here this capital letter V is the accelerating voltage in volt. So this delta T depends on the square root of the mass. Separation times between ions typically occur in the low microsecond to nanosecond time frame. Pulse mode acceleration is needed since continuous ionization and acceleration would lead to a continuous stream of all ions with overlapping mass. The sequence of events for pulse operation is to turn on the electron source for 10 to the power minus 9 seconds to form a packet of ions, and then the accelerating voltage for 10 to the power minus 4 seconds to accelerate the ions into the drip tube. Then the power is turned off for the remainder of the pulse interval as the ion packets drip down the tube to the detector. That means a process that takes microseconds to occur. The time of flight, which in short we used to tell TOF, T-O-F, all in capital letters. So these TOF analyzers like quadruple scan the mass spectrum rapidly, but they are more amenable for high mass ion detection since they have no real upper mass limit. Even so, several limitations limited to be overcome before TOF analyzer become as popular as they currently are today. The resolution in a TOF instrument is controlled by the temporal width of isomass ions when they reach the detector. When ions are initially formed, there is inherent dispersion in time, space, and velocity for a packet of ions. The ion formation process, as for example through the import of laser energy, so this ion formation process creates ions with a distribution of kinetic energies. Since a uniform kinetic energy profile is essential to achieving high resolution, some significant developments in technology are needed to control dispersion. Current TOF instrumentation, which can now routinely reach resolution exceeding 20,000, makes use of, point number A, longer flight tubes, पॉइंट नंबर बी रिफ्लेक्टन लेंस एंड पॉइंट नंबर सी डिलेड एक्सट्रैक्शन टेक्नोलॉजी. लॉन्गर फ्लाइट ट्यूब्स कुड बी एकोमोडेटेड थ्रू द इनकॉर्पोरेशन ऑफ इम्प्रूव्ड वैक्यूम सिस्टम्स. एडिशनली द यूज ऑफ रिफ्लेक्टन लेंस व्हिच रीडायरेक्ट एंड रीफोकस आयन पैकेट्स बैक टू ए सेकेंड डिटेक्टर इनहेरेंटली इंक्रीज द फ्लाइट ट्यूब लेंथ. Those isomers ions with higher kinetic energies fly further into the reflecton field, so that when the ion packet is redirected, the dispersion in kinetic energy are corrected. While reflecton top instruments provide higher resolution than linear top systems, a limit is imposed on the size of ions that can be redirected by the lens. Further, the use of delayed extraction, where a time delay is incorporated between the ionization and ion acceleration events, it gives time for high kinetic energy ions to move away from the acceleration region and for especially small neutral species to be removed by the vacuum. Thus, the packet of ions thus is accelerated after the delay has a narrower kinetic energy profile and it is not accelerated through a plume of other species that could collide with the ions and alter their trajectory. With these improvements, the top mass analyzer have become widely used in coupling with a wide array of inlet and ionization techniques.